the Shema Yisrael. And we discuss the Kavana that has been says Shema Yisrael. The Rambam says that it brings us back to the event of Yaakov Avinu and his children, and that even the mitzvah is, as the Torah says, to repeat this particular pasuk and mekabel ol malchus shemayim. So the Rambam says that the insertion of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso refers to the medrash of Yaakov speaking to his children. The Rambam says that we conjure up that idea when we say Shema. We pointed out that the Hamak Dover says that we must understand that Shema Yisrael began with Yaakov and his children. When Yaakov said it, it was Shema Yisrael, they were talking to their father, Yaakov Avinu, and he was responding, Baruch Hashem Kavod Malchus, and that became part of the lore of the Jewish people. And then Moshe Rabbeinu uses that, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, take that story and make it part of Torah, and not make it a mitzvah we say every day. Since the Rambam puts together, that whenever we say Shema, we are being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, we're also reminding ourselves of the conversation that Yaakov and his children had. So now we're going to look at today is the bracha that we say right before Shema Yisrael. So in other words, the Shema Yisrael is a mitzvah deraisa of being mekabel ol malchus shemayim. So it means that then Chazal put it in the context of several brachas. So those brachas we know have two functions. One is that they help us understand the Shema, and they introduce the Shema, and they're also introductions to Shmoneh Esrei. How do we know that? Because if a person's running late, and they end up saying, let's say, Shema early, right? Let's say they're davening a minyan that gets to Shema after Sosman Kriya Shema. So the general practice is, say Shema early, and say the Nusach Tefillah later on. So if I already was mekayim the mitzvah of Shema, why am I saying the brachos of Shema later on? So it must be that Chazal really made the brachos of Shema something that's going to introduce Shmoneh Esrei, but it more immediately introduces Shema as well. So one of the questions that I've often often trying to figure out is that the bracha of the last bracha we say, Ahava Rabba, Havas Olam, certainly have a rabba in the morning, seems to go against the theme of the first pasuk in Shema. The first pasuk in Shema is V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, we should love the Ribono shel Olam. And the bracha that we say is Baruch Ato Hashem HaBocher B'amo Yisrael B'yahava, that God showed love to us. So it sounds like a strange way of introducing. I would have thought that either we're going to make a bracha on Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, so Yotzer Ma'oros is probably that more of that kind of bracha, that we're noticing the full world. Then we zero in on Klal Yisrael. Okay, because Baruch Hu provided a special relation with Klal Yisrael, but that's not what we say in Shema. We say we're Mekabel Hashem, V'yahavtam, we express love for the Ribono Shel Olam. Right, so the Rambam says, how do you express love for Kadosh Baruch Hu? We ponder his Briya, we ponder his Torah. Okay, so Yotzer Ma'oros is pondering the Briya. But then, and if Abba Rabba focuses on pondering Torah, also good. But then I would expect at the end to say something like, Baruch Atah Hashem, that he's asked us, like Asher Kiddushonim Mezoysov, La'hovas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something along those lines.
Maybe it's too, like, talking about how much Hashem loves us is what inspires us or is mechayev us to have that level of love, mutual love for HaKadosh Baruch.
So probably it's something along those lines, which is a chiddush. Because when the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, I don't believe he says, ponder the way that God chose you. But I think you're right. And maybe it's a question whether Rambam doesn't include. Rambam says, Avas Hashem is pondering the Briya and pondering Torah. So, but I think that what you're saying is somewhat muchrach, right? Because that's what Yaakov Moshe Chalap says. He says it a little bit differently. He says that when it comes to Ava, so there are different kinds of Ava, different levels of Ava. One level of Ava is, I want something from anybody else, so I feign Ava. It's not real, it's not genuine Ava, it's a strategy.
Was it that you want something from somebody else?
Yeah. So that's a strategy. I present myself as if I'm an ohev of his, because ultimately, sometimes it actually there's real ava, but the motivation is because I need something. Then he says sometimes a little bit higher is a person who wants to be loved. Was the what?
That's the Sunday next year.
Yeah, right. A little bit more refined is a person who wants to be loved, and he knows in order to be loved, he has to. But it's still his expression of love is still a strategy, because he's really still a narcissist. The highest level of Ava is Ava Sheinat Liyavadar. It's not unconditional love. So, what's the greatest model of unconditional love? Is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for the Jewish people. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has no need b'chlal of anything. So, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe makes that point. He says that if the mitzvah would be to do strategies of ava, then the mitzvah should be like a hove like zochor is yom hashem zakash, a hove, you're obviously love with the Baruch Hu. The ahavta is it's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah expressed more in a narrative. You will love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We learn from Chazal that this is a mitzvah, but it could easily be sort of passed over almost as a narrative. So apparently, he says that that's supposed to indicate to us that the mitzvah should come to us. We should ponder things such that the ava comes more naturally to us. That's what you were saying before. So on one hand, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem should be the ultimate form of ava, that it's an ava she'eino tliyu b'davar. So in order to give us that model of ava, we have the bracha before habocher b'mayisrael b'ava as a preparation for this, is the kind of ava that we're going for. He says that is how a Kadosh Baruch Hu could expect b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'maydecha, that if ava is totally in something else. So if ava is self-serving, so why would I give up my entire life? Why would I do b'chol nafshecha? Right? Why would I make a cheshbon b'chol meidecha? Everything I have, maybe. But if the ava is because a person thinks that the act of expressing avas Hashem is the goal, so then if it is eino tuluya b'dovar, if it has no measure, so then we are the mitzvah becomes a mitzvah to give oneself entirely over to this ava. So if you look at it that way, so then and then you go through the paragraph, so then the paragraph does describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ava for us. One exception is we say in the middle, v'yachel levavenu li'ava u'lira shemecha. So that's the one line which fits very, very well into the a preparatory bracha for Shema. But everything else, Ava Rabba, why do we say Ava Rabba in the morning and Avas Olam at night? The Gemara has both versions, and it would seem from the Gemara that Avas Olam was the preferred, and the Gaonim seem to also prefer Avas Olam, and then at some point the Chachmei Ashkenaz said, let's say both. We'll do Ava Rabba, and the way that the earliest form explained it, and then later on the Gemara has a similar approach, is that Ava Rabba is the quantity of it, the depth of love. So that, he says, that it get expressed by daytime events, because Baruch Hu gave us Torah during the day. So Ava Rabba is the depth and the breadth of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us, or it's a reference to Geula, because the ultimate exit from Mitzrayim happened in the morning. Avas Olam, he said, both the Kadman and the Gemara says, is love of inertia. Once we get into the groove of Avas Olam extends it. Because people, apparently the Chazal understood Avas Olam as being the greatest form of Ava because it is unceasing. And those who established the Siddur saw Avas Olam as being built on Abba Rabba. So it's something that sort of maintenance, but it's only because of the strength of the Abba Rabba that the Avas Olam maintained itself.
Isn't there such
part
of Avas Olam?
What
was
that?
Isn't there such part of Avas Olam in the morning?
So that's what he says. Which that happens to be more consistent with the Gemara. So when we say Abba Rabba, it's also this phrase, often taken by this phrase, Chemla Gedola Visera Chamalto Leinu. So that means God had tremendous rachmanas on us. What was the rachmanas? V'talandim hukei chayim. So we very rarely see, we would express that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah out of rachmanas. As we,
is that really the thing to be saying before Shema?
At any time, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah because our Ovis is Chus Ovis. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah because he gave us a mission and a mandate. But he had such rachmonas on us. Chemlo gedolu v'yisera chamalto leinu. Often I get stuck in that. Apparently, what Chazal want us to appreciate is that that's really the MS. Now, in other words, at this point we're saying, if this comes back to what Dov was saying, at this moment we flash in front of our eyes a life that we'd be leaving without Torah, and be so hard-pressed to find meaningfulness in that life. So the Chemla Gedolah is, we think for ourselves, that Kadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanas on us, because we could be living a life that would have much less significance or substance or meaningfulness, much less refined, that discipline wouldn't have the ruchnias. So Kadosh Baruch Hu looked at this people and said, look, I have Rachmanas on them. I'm going to give them a much greater... So then when you think of it in that context, that also increases the Ava that we'll ultimately have for the Rabbeinu Shalom, because he looked at us and he said, this is a group, I'm going to have Rachmanasa. I'm going to... So it catches the... for us, the alternative. That if we wouldn't have... Because Baruch Hu wouldn't have chosen us, so then we wouldn't have the inspiration, we wouldn't have the meaningfulness of this that we now have. Talandem chukei chayim... to continue teaching us, right? And then again, Rachem, the same Milibeinu Lavinu Haskil, the four different types of learning, and then Vayer Einenu B'Sarisecha, okay, Medabek Libeinu. Then we ask the Baruch Hu to help us love Him, V'Yachin Levavenu Li'Avin Yerushimecha, to help us love the Rebbeinu Shalom. So I think what it means is that Yichud Lev means, I think in this context, means to be able to somehow accept the difficulties of life. What gets in the way of us having an unbridled love for the Rebbeinu Shalom is we rough things come our way. So we don't always see the Ava coming our way. We sometimes see discipline and distance, and we see Chara enough sometimes. Apparently, one can get to a madrega where a person is able to bring all of this together, right? Some people get to the madrega, were able to see that it was all of the tov in something. Is that a huge madrega?
It's love, anyways. We just at that point we don't see it.
Right.
We don't realize it.
But you have to be on madrega to.
To see it that way,
and that should be, and to buy into it, so to speak. Right?
We believe that. I mean, it's hard, even that's a madriga itself. We believe that it is.
I think there are different levels of that. And then we have to discuss at a different time whether if a person receives an onesh, does he view that also as Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ava, or does he view that in the large scheme of things, because Baruch Hu is taking care of me, but right now he's upset with me. How does that, but I'm not sure we have to go into that, but...
I would say that what I've learned, I guess, over the year from Ramayel Chmiravid is that it's the first one, based on what he's, the picture that he paints and what he says over and over again. It's always good, it's never that he's upset.
So this
is the derech that he wants. So for you, and along the way, this is what has to happen.
That was, dedicated shiur for that. About 2 or 3 years ago, that was a debate between Rav Moshe Weinberger and one of the Rebbeim in Eretz Yisrael. And I haven't seen the articles yet, but that was when they went at each other on that Nakuda. Right? Is it part of the large... However you look at it, I think V'yachel Levavein or Li'ava means bring life together for us in such a way that we can see the Ava, that we can express our Ava. So then that's also V'kevav Tonu L'Shimcha. It's the same word. In other words, do we feel a distance at some point? How do you look at it? You know, whether that distance is an expression of Ava, or whether that distance is in the context of Ava. But distance means that we have to work on feeling the Ava. So we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to give us that. So when you look at it in those terms, so then Habocher Mishra V'Yava is a good preparation for the mitzvah of Abbas Hashem, that to appreciate Torah as Chemla Gedera V'Serech Matoleinu, to give us, we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to give us the ability to V'Yachid Levaveinu, but ultimately it's either that by pondering the Abba Kadosh Baruch Hu has for us, or Yaakov Moshe's approach, by appreciating there can be such a thing as an avos and a kliyah b'dover, and that's what's being demanded of us. Okay. As our system works,